Hashtag vegan wars. Welcome back to...
I'll steal off your...
Fuck. Hold on.
What?
I dropped beer on me. What animal's that?
I'm leaving.
You're in labor?
I'm in labor?
Yeah.
No, I'm in labor. I'm leaving.
You've been here 3 seconds.
I hate myself. No, wait.
What?
Oh, fuck.
Let's dive a bit deeper here. Charlie, why do you hate yourself?
I don't hate myself. I hate you. That's what I meant to say, but it came out. I hate myself. So I guess my subconscious is talking to me right now.
Yeah, subconscious thinks you're an asshole. This is the show where we read news stories, talk shit, and keep it.
Strictly platonic.
English?
Strictly platonic.
Thank you. I'm your host with the most.
Shock tops.
Along with my platonic asshole.
Huh?
Partner.
Why? Charlie.
You just said you hated me.
That's true. Good point. But I say that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
We're getting ready. We're preparing for the...
Wait.
Hashtag... What,
wait.
Whoa.
I have a let's correct. Let's correct.
Let's correct. Yeah, thanks for cueing that, by the way.
3, 2, 1.
Let's correct.
Yeah, good job. Okay, so last episode I said that I ate only one nugget once while I was drunk.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
More than one.
When I was drunk, it didn't happen. So let's correct. I know it's supposed to be one sentence, but at softball this year, C-Money brought a cupcake and I was like, ooh, cupcake. And I ate it. And then he's like, oh, there's bacon in there. And I was like, ah, oh, fuck. So I ate that. And
hold on. Did you continue to eat the cupcake?
I did. Because I was like, it's been done already now.
Yeah, you've already.
I already sinned.
Like, if you're doing it. And you'd be like, ah, vaginal penetration, ah, fuck it.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, ah, just a tip. Oh, well.
It's in there.
And I went to an Asian restaurant last week. Asian restaurant last week. And it's like one of those a la carte.
Yeah, the a la carte.
Yeah, a la carte. And I told the guy to bring me whatever he wanted as long as it was not spicy and vegetarian.
Right.
And he's like, okay, I take care of you. And then...
Racist.
I waited forever, and then finally he started bringing plates, and I started eating it, and then he came back, and he's like, no, that's meat, and he started yelling at me.
I was great. He's yelling at you.
He's yelling at me, yeah.
You, fuck you, you.
But he was so sweet, because he was like, no, it's meat. He like, oh, you remembered.
Yeah.
So I ate meat there.
Did you finish the plate?
I finished the egg roll that I was eating.
Okay.
And I was like, ah, oh, fuck it.
Yeah,
so, let's correct. Okay.
Let's correct.
See, I'm going for it. Don't take it away.
Just put it on the chair next to you.
Fuck. Talking about chips, guys.
She's a fan of Tostitos. That's some random dude's dick.
Tostitos?
Some random guys here. Hey.
Tostitos John? Hey. Eat my Tostito.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Pop what?
Hashtag vegan wars.
Vegan wars? Sauce
vegan
war.
Wars. We're going to get to that.
Okay, sorry. I'm confused. I'm so confused. This table is not how it is usually, and it's bothering me.
Well...
Did you move it?
Yeah, I had to because we have a fourth person.
Oh, my God.
This is a rectangle. In order to have a fourth person, we need to extend.
Well, my psyche is going crazy.
You're all over the place because that little thing is not there.
It's far, and the microwave is really close, and you're in the doorway, and it's weird. Everything's weird. I'm confused, and I'm not even drunk.
Are you gonna be okay?
I think so. We'll see.
I'm like that too. Little shit disorients me a lot too. I don't know why.
OCD.
Yeah, we're fucked up. Hashtag vegan wars, Charlie.
Okay, what about the vegan wars?
I got a new pet peeve.
Oh,
we
shit.
Were talking about in the car the other day.
Yeah.
And you made a good point, so I kind of receded my point. At weddings, right? Sure. At weddings.
Hey.
That's random.
We didn't do a commercial.
We didn't.
An ad.
Who's the sponsor this week, Charlie?
Is it me? Is
it That's the sponsor?
Is it my sponsor?
Sure.
Okay, well, it's going to become my sponsor. We do have a sponsor. Look at me. I have papers. And I have
papers.
A copy. And I have a copy for you. Here you go. Giving you papers.
Tornado papers.
Tornado papers. So the sponsor this week, old school,
Who's
whatever
the
your name
sponsor?
Is. It's
Who's My Name? What's
Wasoku, the audiobook. And here's papers. You have to read a piece of the audiobook, let it play, and so the listeners can hear a piece of it. Go ahead. Wasoku.
Hate you. The year was 1783. Wasoku. In the Japanese village of Kuntaku, was fighting the Great War.
Was there a war?
The Great War of Japan, 1783. What's his name?
Wasoku.
Wasoku. And his wife, Kinshasa, were deeply in love. But then they got separated by a force.
By a force?
A force, a Chinese force. I sound like Asian Darth Vader.
Apparently, you said the force.
An Asian force. What's his name?
Wasoku.
Wasoku had to fight the great dragon to save his wife. And then you know...
The rest.
You know the rest. The end.
Wasoku.
Wasoku.com.
.org.
An audiobook.
For the blind.
For the deaf.
No.
Figure that out.
At least I said for the blind.
It's in Braille.
All right. Okay.
How do you pull off an Asian accent in Braille?
I don't.
Question of the day.
I don't know. Actually, that's a good question. I do know that if you use in ASL, if you have to have a dominant hand to do all your signs. And if you do the other hand...
I have a dominant hand for other stuff. What
are you saying? If you use the other hand, your non-dominant hand, it means it's an Australian accent. Which is fucking weird.
That is hilarious. If you're the receiver.
How do you know which one is a dominant hand?
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't know how that works.
That's but not fucking all, clear.
The book that I was reading said that you, if ever you, because I'm ambidextrous. Ambidextrous?
Easy enough for you to say.
Fuck my life.
Ambidextrous?
Thank you. So I signed with both my hands and it said, make sure that you have a dominant hand because the other hand is like an Australian accent. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we're in a car.
Yes.
Hashtag vegan wars.
Hashtag vegan wars.
Made up the hashtag before we even talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So at first I was saying it would have been a bit douchey for, say, a vegetarian bride to make all of their guests eat non-meat stuff. Hold on, you're agreeing with me now?
No.
Okay.
I'm relating. Okay. I'm waiting for you to finish your... I'm waiting.
What's your baby talk?
I'm waiting for you to finish your story.
There you go. And I was saying, that's a bit douchey. And you're like, no, it's not douchey because, you know, it's a choice and it's this and that. I'm like...
Do you want to tell people what the story is,
everybody else has
though?
To make the choice for you.
But you're literally jumping into the story in the middle. The listeners have
Let's
no
just
idea.
Let's right into it. They know exactly how I
No,
work.
Tell them how you started the conversation.
I said, hey, Charlie.
Hey.
Hey.
Get in the car, Charlie.
Get in the fucking car.
No.
And then that was it.
We drove away. We drove away. Okay, so how did the conversation start? I don't even
wedding.
Remember, to
Something
be honest.
With a wedding. Oh, friend, we were talking about vegan stuff, and then weddings came up. And then I was saying, oh, it's kind of douchey for like a vegan to make all their guests eat vegan as well. When the reversal, you have to accommodate the vegan if they're at your wedding and you're a meat eater.
Right.
Yeah.
And I said, not really.
And you said yes, and you agreed, and then we went.
And then that was it. Bye. Drink. No, I do agree. I don't agree. Fuck.
Your subconscious is totally against you.
I know. Tonight it's like hating my life.
Hates you.
So I said that a meat eater that has no vegetarian option is not the same as a vegetarian that has no meat option. Right? Make sense?
Yes.
My argument is that when you're a vegetarian, unfortunately, it's a principle.
It's a choice.
Yes, but it's a principle. Like, you're trying really hard to make people, like,
you
go.
Choose,
it's like a war. Like, you're fighting all the
Charlie's
going to
lead
people.
The battalion. Charlie, lead the battalion. Motivate your troops. Fuck this idiot. I'm out of here. You lost the war.
So, it would be very hypocritical for them to have meat options, unfortunately, because they're paying for it.
I'm also paying... for your fucking rice bullshit.
Yes, absolutely. But what I was saying is that if ever there's no vegetarian option, I just wouldn't eat. I wouldn't mind not eating because I understand the fact that sometimes it's just annoying to have a vegetarian option. But
so you'd rather your guests starve.
That's your choice if you want to starve.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if I'm,
you can very well eat a vegetarian option.
You can
I cannot
very well,
eat a you, meat option.
You can. You choose not to.
Yeah, but I,
big difference.
Principle. I can't.
It's not a religious principle. It's a. It's a.
A religious principle is the same.
It is not. It is not the same. Fuck you. It is not the same.
It is. The same.
It's not the same. I'm sorry, there's no religion of the fucking pasta.
No.
The tomatoes.
But nothing happens to you if you don't pray that night, as opposed to nothing happens to you if you eat meat that day. It's the same thing. The consequences are exactly the same.
Anyways, so let's agree to disagree on that one.
So, yeah, listeners, let me know.
Okay, so I actually kind of agreed with that point. So we'll end that discussion there. But that was like, I kind of agree with your other point.
Okay.
This point, I do not think you will disagree.
Okay.
Making your pet vegan.
Yes, that's stupid.
I'm seeing this because I'm looking shortly to start fostering exotic animals again. And there's a rat group and they're like, no, well, I think my rat's vegan. So I'm just giving it peas for now. Fuck you. Fuck you, you pretentious piece of shit. A rat, a dog, a cat will eat whatever the fuck is in its face if it likes it. So, and dogs aren't thinking about the conscious, like, the way the world's being affected, the trees and the suffering of humanity. They just see a bowl of fucking meat. They're like, yeah, I'm eating this shit. So
but,
if you make your pet vegan, you're a fucking douchebag.
But
yeah,
domestic animals are so far gone past the wild aspect of it. Like they're more domesticated than wild. If it's lived its entire life on vegetables or like grain or whatever rats eat, if you give it meat.
Rats don't just eat grain. Let me educate.
No, wait, but some people, let's say like there's some foods out there that is just like grains or leaves or like it's like doesn't have meat in it.
Right.
If you feed your animal just that, if you give it meat for the first time, let's say at age 3 or 4,
you'll fuck it up.
Yeah. He'll just keel over. You know what I mean? Like he won't like it. Like my female dog is allergic to chicken. Is
really?
Allergic to chicken.
That's
yeah.
the most random allergy. I've never heard of anybody.
It's a very common allergy for dogs.
For dogs, okay. But humans, I've never heard of it.
No.
Okay.
But because dogs are so domesticated, they're not really made for meat anymore. Unless you cook it. Or you process it a certain way.
But raw, they can't do it?
No, it's not good for them.
Wow.
I've done it for like a year and a half, and they were fine. And then my boy caught a bacteria because it's raw meat. It's going to have that bacteria. And he got super sick.
Wow.
So it's like you have to either really deal with it very properly
really
and clean.
Trust the person who's
selling
it.
Yeah, trust the person. And then you have to really be careful with it. Because dogs, like it's like us. We can eat tartare. But as soon as there's something wrong with it,
we're fucked.
Dogs are the same way.
Okay. But cooked meat, you know, it's good.
Cooked meat is perfect.
Like if you give the dog
yeah.
plate of fucking, two options, right? A bowl of fucking quinoa and a steak, they're going for the steak. They don't give a shit.
Well, yeah, it depends on the dog though, but yeah. Definitely.
I've never heard a dog freaking out on quinoa. But I just think the whole, like, making your pets live your lifestyle, I think is
so
fucking
stupid.
Douche.
Yeah,
it's
I agree. I agree. I'm a vegetarian and I give my dogs meat.
Okay.
Absolutely. They're dogs. They have no choice in the matter. Like,
yeah.
As in,
you eat
like,
whatever the fuck I give you.
No. Meaning, like, it's unfair for me to just give them vegetarian food just because.
Yeah.
I say so.
We have a known acquaintance who does that. I think it's douchey.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
Douchey.
Some people would call me a hypocrite because I'm doing that. So
fuck
two
those
sides
people.
Of a story.
Fuck those people.
Fuck it.
What do you got, motherfucker? What's the name of that guy? I keep forgetting. Otaku?
Osoku. Osaku. I don't remember.
Did you just take Sudoku and...
Why Soku? Why Soku?
Was that a question or...
Wasoku. Yeah, I have it written down.
Okay.
But I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
Anyways. No, I don't have anything really.
That's a good show.
Okay, bye. I was listening to a comedy show the other day on YouTube. And the guy was so funny. Like, so funny.
Who was he?
His name is Gabriel Iglesias. Fluffy.
Oh, Fluffy. Yeah, yes. You never never seen Fluffy before?
No, I had never seen him before. Really good. Yeah. And it was really, really funny. So good at the voices.
Yeah, Valley Girl voices. He does.
The elevator chick.
Yeah.
Amazing. He's really, really good. And I found out that he was on Last Comic Standing. Is that it?
Yeah.
I think that's the show name. And he's one of the guys that didn't win, but he's very popular now.
All the people who actually did win got nothing. They're fucked.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, they don't have anything.
Mm. And he does tours. He's done Netflix specials. Yeah, he's a big
Yeah, he's like a big name now. Mm. Do you know why people that don't win are usually the ones that get more popular?
You were mentioning this question in the car the other day, and I wasn't
You make
thinking,
it sound like we spend all our days in the car.
That's all we do is just go into a car and talk to each other. That's all we do.
Yeah, so American Idol, right. X Factor.
How come the runners-up do better?
The people that get kicked off usually will do a lot better.
Why? Why is that?
I'll tell you why. Especially, this is especially true for American Idol.
Okay.
So when American Idol first started, they had like a crazy deal for the winner, which was like a recording contract, this, that, whatever, whatever.
Right.
And then as the show went on and got more popular, the recording deal got like stricter and stricter. The person who won had to be signed with American Idol specifically. They had this many albums they had to do, that, whatever, like whatever the specifics were.
So it's
were.
A pretty tight contract.
Pretty tight contract.
Right.
And you had to, basically you won, you were stuck with that contract. Like, there's nothing you could do about it.
You can't get out of it. You're fucked.
Exactly. So the people that are the best get kicked off the show so that Simon Cowell or other producers can grab
sign them. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So they get kicked off the show on purpose. Even for,
is this
so
a,
you think you can dance.
Is this a known thing or just a theory on your end?
No, it's a known thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes you'll see somebody win. You're like, that guy? Really?
Yeah. It's, and the only person that ever made it big and that won a show was Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
Because she was the first one that was like...
She must have had the best
contract.
Deal.
Yeah, she had the best deal, which was like... I don't know. I have no idea. Actually, I would speak out of my ass. But right. She could pretty much do whatever she wanted. And she did. And she's still popular. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody else is like, who?
Yeah, there's... Who else won? Ruben won...
Yeah, I don't know who there is.
The
there's
gray
like
hair
15
one.
Years, but yeah. But yeah, that's why. For every show.
Hmm.
The more you know.
Misheard lyrics.
Uh-oh.
Daft Punk?
Yeah.
Get Lucky?
Yeah. Well, how did the song go?
He's up a night to get fun. We're up a night to get some. We're up all night to get lucky.
Okay.
We're up all... So you know the robot part?
No. Go.
Well, there's like in the mid part of the song, it's like, we're up all night to get.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like, I swear to God, if I play this right now, we're up a Mexican. We're up a Mexican.
No, they don't.
Watch this.
We're all
no,
but
just
Mexican?
In your head, just think, we'll rob a Mexican.
We'll rob a Mexican?
Check this out. We'll rob a Mexican.
That's funny.
We're up a Mexican.
We'll rob a Mexican.
We'll rob a Mexican.
Show title.
Yeah. All right. I got more shit. I got a question regarding Facebook advice. Is it worth it, Charlie?
Facebook advice?
Yes. I saw you were looking for recommendation the other day.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
And some people maybe offer some good advice. But you get about 40 to 50% of people who just feel like they have to respond to something they don't really know about.
Like?
Let's just say, hey, I need a recommendation for a good mop.
Okay.
I need a really good mop. My floor is dirty. Need like super mop.
We get
Wi-Fi.
It. Wi-Fi. A mop with Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi tells you where it's at, the soap level. I need a good mop. Charlie goes on the Facebook. Hey. Anybody recommend a good mop that has Wi-Fi built in? Floors are dirty. Then you know, some guy's like, hey, I tried this mop. It was good. Try this mop. Another guy's like, this Google search links it.
Yeah.
Or be like, hey, I want a mop. What does that have to do with my... Hey, mops. Mops are cool. What are you doing later?
Yeah.
Happy birthday. No. Don't fucking... Why do you have to fucking... pollute my fucking comment section.
Yeah, people just want to be heard. People just want to be heard. What are you talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the Facebook advice.
I don't know what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is... But I'm looking at about what advice.
I forget what it was. You were looking for recommendation for something.
For my dog?
Yes.
For a dentist?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you just see random stuff like, hey, what about this vet? Not do any due diligence. They have to just, like, you've obviously...
Searched the shit out of it.
Yeah, and you're looking for something you don't know. Not like, hey, can you Google search, like,
A
random dentist?
Okay, so what you said. So here's the story, guys, because old school's really bad at telling stories. So I went to Facebook because I had this whole big-ass story about how most doggy dentists are generalists and not actual specialists. There's a lot of cysts. So I said, I've called everyone for a specialist. And what I found out was that like 99% of the people are generalists. And it sucks because I want somebody to try to save my doggy's teeth.
Yeah. Because the generalists will just yank it out.
Shoot them. Generalists are like, oh, there's something wrong with his tooth. Just take it out.
Yeah,
like,
something don't wrong even with his bother. Arm, just
rip it.
Rip it off.
So they don't care. They're just like, whatever, he'll be better off. Just rip it. Rip it. So I was like, no, I want to try to see if there's something we can do, like fix the tooth, like
whatever.
So I said, anybody have any leads on specialists? And then I got like 20 people say, hey, check my vet.
None of them were,
And I answered everybody. I said, they're generalists. Like, asshole, I just told you this big ass story. Read the story. Obviously, I'm not going to go check your fucking random vet.
Yeah.
You know, like, tell me a lead that I need, you fucking dick.
Exactly. Is what I'm saying. And that's just the mop. I was just, I don't want a Wi-Fi mop. Let's just clear it up.
That Wi-Fi mop would be amazing.
Where's your mop? You need to know where your mop is at all times. I lost my mop. No, I know where it is. Boom, Wi-Fi. Fucking click on it. Boom.
Well, I ended up going to a vet in Il Perro, which is 45 minutes away, and still a generalist. But the guy said that dentistry is his gaga, which in French is like mon gaga, which is my favorite thing in the world.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah, it's Lady Gaga. And he was so nice with my dog. He was so knowledgeable that I said, you know what? You're a generalist, but I'm going to trust my dog in your hands. So I'm going to go there. His appointment, his operation is tomorrow.
Well,
poor bunny.
No, he's for sure. But he's in good hands. I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
The guy's a trained guy. He knows what he's doing. You're in good hands.
Well, anyways. He went from one tooth to take it out to, he thinks, four, which suck. Really, really sucks.
No, but he'll still be able to chew and do his shit and bark and fucking bite people and stuff. He'll be fine.
But I did find out how much a root canal for a dog costs.
I'm guessing like $1,000 at least.
No, that's regular dentistry.
Oh, okay. What?
Yeah, I'm paying $1,500 tomorrow.
Just to take the tooth out?
To take the tooth out and to clean his teeth. $1,500.
All four or per tooth?
It's for two teeth. He charged me.
Wow.
Yeah. And then if there's more, it's going to be more. But
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Doggies are expensive.
Wow.
Guys, don't get a dog unless you have money. But how much is a root canal? Go. If you know that a regular tooth taken out, not even fixing it.
Fuck. $3,000?
Yeah. $2,800.
Oh my God.
Per tooth.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why is it so much more than regular teeth?
Because they're specialists. Specialists are like 1%.
Couldn't a dentist just do it? Like, what's the difference? Apart from the anesthesia, like...
Well, the fact, the shape of the tooth,
no, but the if roots. If it's a cavity, you just take it out. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
Like, couldn't a dentist do it?
Probably not.
I think they could.
It's like asking, can a cardio doctor, whatever his name is...
Cardiologist?
Cardiologist? Can they fix a dog heart?
Yeah, no. Whatever, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. But yes, it's going to cost me an arm and a leg, literally.
Jesus. Well, yeah, don't get a dog, fuck, expensive.
I have two, yay! Fuck my life.
Yup.
Hooray, hooray.
For money?
What? Hooray, money.
Okay. So if you got nothing, I got a fun game for us to play.
Yeah, go
ahead. What song are you singing?
I'm just singing nothing that's coming out of my head.
It's nothing coming out of your head. Copyright 2017.
Optical illusion.
Optical illusion. I want to run away. Say goodbye. That's it. 3 seconds on.
Bye.
All right.
We didn't get a comment, eh, about when we put Optical Illusion at the end of the song.
Yes, I did. Living legend. He loved it. He said it's like 90s Euro trash. He loved it. We got to bring the band back together, man. We got to tour England. Okay.
Okay, go. What's this game that you want to play?
We got a new game.
Okay.
It's fun.
Okay.
So I'm going to start reading some like random texts, and you're going to try to figure out what the context is.
Oh, boy.
So I had a name for the game. I'm trying to remember now. What was the name?
Contact text.
Contact text?
Context text.
Contact. Out of context, but TXT. Yes, that's good. Okay.
Out of context. Are you going to pat yourself on the back now?
Yes, that's a fucking great. Okay. Y73FHZ. I can't find your stupid car. What are we talking about?
Somebody lost a car in a parking lot?
But where were we? What was going down?
Oh, that's a real conversation?
You have to make the story.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Scenario. So, and scene, go.
Okay, so Johnny went shopping. And then, no, sorry. Johnny went to a party.
Okay.
And then left it in a parking lot.
Yeah.
To go to the party. Okay. And then took the metro to like go to party, but then got drunk and went home instead and left his car in a parking lot.
Right.
So then
Johnny, or is this Sam?
Glenn. His brother went and he's like, oh, I forgot my car in the parking lot. Can you go get it? And he's like, okay, fine. And then he went to the parking lot, but there was like 1,000 people there because the stores were open.
Right.
And then Glenn texted Johnny and he says, what the fuck is your license plate? And then he said the license plate number and then he couldn't find the car. And then he killed him.
Well, short of the murder, that was pretty close. We were at Cock Fu's wedding.
Oh, it's a real story.
It's a real story, yeah, yeah. We're at Cock Fu's wedding, and I was at the table with an ex-coworker, and the ex-coworker had problems with her. She was wearing high heels, and she had blisters.
Okay.
Now, I told her to put put chapstick on her shoes. She didn't listen to me.
Chapstick?
Yeah, wasn't that the trick you said one time?
Not chapstick.
Okay, that's why it didn't work. I said, put chapstick on your feet. She's like, this. The fuck is this?
She did it?
Yeah. She's like, this doesn't work.
No, it's a product.
Oh.
That's made purposely for feet.
I was like, put chapstick on your feet.
No, you dummy.
Oh, whatever, that didn't work. So her feet were all fucked up.
Duh, and probably slippery as hell, too.
So she's like, can you go get my flats? Okay, where's your fucking car? This is the license plate. And I'm like, and she wrote to me on Facebook. She posted on my wall. And I wrote back, I can't find your stupid car.
On your wall?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So that's what. But you were close, except for the murder.
Except for the murder.
Out of context.
That's it?
Well, you want more?
Yeah.
I'll give you more.
I could give you one too.
Yeah, okay.
Somebody sends an image.
Okay.
Yay or nay? Nay. 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 Okay. Claire de Lune? Nah. Checked. Okay. What is it? Don't know. That was a whole conversation.
Yay, yay, yay.
Yay or nay? Nay, nay, nay. Claire de Lune? Nah. Checked.
Okay. You guys are looking for a concert to go to. And you're like, you want to go to this one? This fucking festival of lights? You're like, nah.
Festival of lights.
Nah, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there. You're like, Clay de la Lune. Clay de la Lune, mon petit père. You're like, nah, I don't want to see that shit. That was it.
Nope. So, she sent us an image of a light fixture.
Oh, I was either that or a dude.
No. Yay or nay? Nay, 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 nay. Did you try Clay de la Lune, which is a store?
A store, okay.
And then they're like, nah, I checked. All right, that's it.
I would have never guessed light fixtures. That is awesome.
Yeah.
There you go. More out of context.
Out of context.
I like that better. Out of context.
Text.
Yeah. All right. Close the show. Final thoughts, Charlie.
Déjà?
I might as well.
How long?
39 minutes.
39 minutes.
You want to do
No, we are not going to stop at 39 minutes, only because we have weird questions to ask a guy.
Weird questions to ask a guy.
Almost had it.
There we go. Question to ask a guy.
Okay. How often does your brain go on autopilot?
At work or just in general?
And tell me a story of it happening.
Okay. I was at my former employer.
Okay.
There was this old guy who used to do inventory. I don't know why they hired him. They just, that's, okay. He was like 7 years old and all his job was to do is.
7 years old?
70.
Oh.
He's like 9 years old and he was doing inventory. Fuck going to school. He's Mexican.
I'm sorry, sir. What's the SKU number for this?
Get back to work, you piece of shit. He was like 7 years old, and we just needed a guy to do like general stuff.
Yeah.
But he landed just doing the inventory. But it's like a couple hundred employees. There's no reason to hire a guy just for that. My company was fucked up. Anyways.
Cool.
So he was telling me something about, I forget what it was. Was it something with the lottery or something? And he's like, oh, you know, it's not taxable. And if you win and that, and then like he's mid-conversation. I'm just like thinking, oh, what if I win the lottery? He's like, I lost you for a second, right? Like he caught it. He's like, I lost you. I'm like, I'll do it all the time. At work, I'm always daydreaming all the time.
Okay, but daydreaming and autopilot is not the same thing. Autopilot is like when you drive your car home and you're like, how'd I get here?
Oh, you mean like you lost track of what happened?
Yeah, like your autopilot, as in like you're doing something, but you're not aware of it. Like you're driving and you're going to work.
Yeah, when I'm driving, I don't remember.
Or you're cooking and you're like, how'd I make this? Or why am I in the bedroom? Like you just don't know.
Well, I've never had that kind of blackout. I daydream all the time, but autopilot, like completely like forget.
Yeah, you're like, how'd I get here? The fuck? I do that all the time. I end up in the kitchen and I'm like, why am I here?
Well, I'll have one track mind and I'll like go to the kitchen for something and do the complete opposite, or go to the store for one thing and buy everything but that thing.
Oh yeah, well that kind of shit. Yeah,
like that. I'm one track mind, but autopilot. I don't know if I've ever that I can recall doing something like that.
Damn, yo, that's crazy.
But I daydream all the time. I daydream all the time.
Me too. I do that. Okay, what old-fashioned way of doing things is better than how they are currently done?
Dishes.
Things that are like, back in my day.
Back in my day, we walked 8 miles to school.
We walked 8 miles to school in the snow.
The snow, yo.
Dishes.
Yeah. Like, even if I had the opportunity for a dishwasher, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, interesting.
I find it therapeutic.
Oh, my God. If there's one thing I hate, it's dishwashing.
I love dishwashing. I love stupid tasks.
I hate it.
I find them medicinal. There's a medicinal purpose for...
Medicinal?
Yes, absolutely. Therapeutic.
Damn, yo. No way.
Cleaning the house is super therapeutic.
For me, it would be something that we used to do back in my day. Back in my day.
Walkman?
Yeah, that's the first thing that's in my mind is Walkman somehow, but no.
Maybe a way of preparing food? Oh, no. That was like cell phones. Nope, gotta have that.
Yeah, you gotta have that. But computers suck. But necessary.
Something that like just
shit.
No, technology rocks. Like that's the thing. Like I'm a futurist.
You're a futurist?
I'm a futurist. I can tell the future. No. I wish I could. I'm a technologist. I like anything that's new. Look at my house. Google fucking this and that.
Yeah,
it's Wi-Fi lights. I just waste money on nonsense.
Okay, how about this? How about cooking? Instead of actually cooking over a fire rather than
Fire cooking. Oh, you know
microwave.
What? Campfire over microwave any day.
Yeah.
Campfire over anything. Anything campfire tastes good.
Yeah.
If you could somehow campfire a steak, we've done it. With like the grill things, amazing. Those grilled hot dogs, fucking amazing. S'mores. Mm-hmm. I don't even like marshmallows. Campfire marshmallows are so fucking good. Like yeah. I hate marshmallows, but you get that little burnt shit, it's the fucking best.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that.
And just sit by a campfire. I would rather sit by a campfire, drink a beer, and shoot the shit than watch a movie or anything.
Me too.
That's the only reason I go to cabins. The only reason is to sit by a campfire, drink beer, and just be stupid. It's one of my favorite things to do ever.
I agree.
Jack off, campfire.
Jack off by a campfire?
You know what? When in Rome, we're going to a cabin soon. We might have to make that happen.
It would be like, okay, for the next 10 minutes, don't come outside.
I put like a sock on a tree so you know not to go out. It's amazing.
Yeah, we still have to book that cabin. It's like in a week.
You still have to book that cabin?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I still have to book that cabin. It's not done yet.
Yeah, you in your last minute, I hate you.
I know. But C-Money and I are working on it because two people just ditched us. So we are looking for a smaller cabin so that we don't get to pay $200 each.
I hate last minute ditchers.
Oh, well.
When you're pot committed, you're pot committed.
Yeah, agreed. Okay.
Okay, we have to prepare everybody for next episode because...
Oh, shit.
Hashtag sus. No, okay, fuck. Sus. Mind mail, dude.
Sauce wars.
Hashtag sauce wars. Wars. You fucking suck.
You said at the beginning of the show you were like vegan wars, so that's why it fucked me up.
Oh, okay.
We're still doing sauce wars?
And vegan wars, no.
Okay.
No, I'm good with vegans. I don't mind.
Okay, fine. Well, yes.
Hashtag sauce wars. So,
next episode.
Because we were talking. She was like, babada, 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 tomato, babada. And then I'm like, I don't know what you're saying, but I have a better sauce than you do. You're like, what? Motherfucker, what? I make sauce. Bitch!
Why do I sound like
a white person trying to be black in the 90s?
Jesus. Okay. So I said that my sauce is obviously better than yours.
Even though you don't cook forever, ever,
ever,
anytime.
Ever, ever. I don't
just
cook.
Just because you're a bobbity boopy, you can make better sauce.
Yes, exactly.
And I said, what, motherfucker?
So we're going to have a sauce war.
We're going to have an ombudswoman. She'll be impartial, and an Asian guy.
So two guests are coming on the show.
And see, this if it's 1-1, we're fucked. That's why I was like, have the one impartial judge. But
it won't be.
Charlie likes complicating shit. So I predict that it's going to be unanimous victory for me. But you never know.
I predict that you just tasted my sauce, and then your exact
No. We got to stop. We got to stop the show. We just stop. Show's over. Show's over. Well, it's done. Okay, bye.
Your exact words were...
No, I didn't say that. No.
Oh, fuck, I lost.
No. How dare you bring up shit pre-show? How dare you bring shit pre-show? Not cool. Not cool. And here's my wild card here. Here's my wild card. It's because we have non-traditional Italians coming to the table.
Yes, yes.
So you don't, we don't, so you got to factor
You have an advantage there.
Possibly, because they're not used to like traditional Italian. Somebody's a little conceited. Check what you wrote on Twitter, too. Oh, my God, gross. It's so Canadian. Fuck you. All right. Whoa, that was... Fuck you, jerk. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I have the wild card. So, my sauce is a little darker, a little thicker.
Yeah.
Little Italian sausage-ier.
A little Italian sausage-ier?
And, like, the pasta's in play, the types of pasta. Yep. I'm coming in with a cheese tortellini. She's coming in with traditional spaghettini.
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 Yeah.
Spaghettini.
So we're going to go and, next episode, we're going to make our dishes, and then the two guests will be here, and we'll find out.
Old school, if I somehow win this, you will never hear the end of it. Because
but that's not
I'm
fair.
A Polak, I make fucking, like, sausage and fucking sauerkraut and shit. And
but that's not fair, because if I win, then... I can't even be in your face about it because
you're Italian. Yeah, exactly. You have everything to lose here. But next time we're going to do a pierogi war.
Oh, well, I don't know how to make. Okay.
Hold on,
okay. I wasn't expecting that. I'll make pierogies. Fine. I'll make pierogies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag pierogi war. But anyways, I think we're going to see an upset happen next week. But stay tuned for that. In the meantime, check out our plugs.
Yeah, and finally, check out our plugs.
Check them out right now. Here we go.
And check out our final thoughts.
Check them out.
If you want to follow us and see...
Stuff.
You know.
Things.
The obvious matter people. Of me winning a sauce war.
Well, you're going to find out on Twitter.
Yeah.
Before you find out when you listen. I don't know. Or should we hide it, the results?
Oh. Whatever.
I think we need anticipation. We need a reason for people to listen next week. We need to build. That's how TV works. Yeah. Don't you work on TV? Don't you know?
Yeah.
Segue, build up tension.
All right.
Release.
Fine. So.
Yes.
You could go on stfupodcast.com.
.com.
Where there. You'll find our links to Twitter.
Google.
YouTube.
Stitcher.
And stuff.
iTunes.
And iTunes, thank you. And Google Play. And you could go and follow us on the Twitter at the STFU Podcast. You could also go and write us an email at the STFU Podcast at gmail.com.
Did you check the email? Because there was two emails.
I saw it, but okay. I'm not going to read it. It's yours.
No, but it was... We'll talk about it next week.
Anyways. Okay, we'll talk about it next week. Because all I saw in the email is to remember.
Dream Reader.
Okay, next week we're going to talk about his Dream Reader. And yeah.
While you're on that site, by the way, check out the Amazon link for the UK, the USA, and Canada A. Any one of the links will work if you're thinking about life. That audiobook.
Swasuku.
Like, I totally want to listen to it. You can, in your local region, if you click on Amazon link, listen to Wasuku. It's an amazing 4,000-page book.
Yeah.
About the struggles of the Great War.
The Great War, Wasoku and his love, wife. Their
and,
love
and Asian
their
Darth
dog.
Vader. Their dog?
Their dog
is What's
in
their
it.
Dog name again? Oof. Rintaku. Woofufu. Woofufu.
Not sure if that's racist.
It's a great dog name, though. She put me up to it, Phil. Sorry. All right. That's it. Yeah.
Salut.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. Wolfpack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess you see the bad boys arresting.